I add him to a station ID, so, because he's a very famous portrait painter around here.
Right on. There you go.
Well, hey, this is Bootleg Steve, and I'm interviewing Barry Dwayne Oakley.
Yes.
Junior.
Yes.
And we remember at WUML your first Bloodline gig, and I mentioned that to you earlier today. Probably nobody brings up except for us old bastards.
Yeah, not many people. I mean, it was such a quick band. I think we were only around about 4 years.
How old were you in that band when you started?
God, I was like the kids. I was about 19 when I got into that band. Yep. So, yeah.
Have you always played, or did you ever have a 9-to-5 job?
In between, I've had many 9-to-5s, construction, working on cars, all kinds of stuff.
Where were you based out of?
I live in Sarasota, Florida.
You do? Okay. Yep. Oh, cool.
Yep. Down there now.
Yep. I'm intimidated. You're a big star. I don't want to ask you. I guess I have to ask you about your father and his influence on you.
More it was the music, you know, because I was born right after he passed.
Correct.
So, I didn't really get much knowledge of him until I got a little older, and it was really thanks to Joe Dan Petty and Red Dog.
Yep.
Like, I started going out on the road with the brothers when they reformed in, I think it was 88, right before the Dreams box set.
Yep.
And they decided they were going old school and bringing all the family, which included me.
Yep.
And Red Dog and Joe Dan kind of took me under their wings and kind of filled me in on, as well as all the other, all my other uncles, as I call them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'd kind of piece together the little stories and...
Your guitar strap, the circle.
Yes.
Was that your dad?
No, that one's actually got an interesting story. It is a Zeebo strap, just like Dwayne's, Zeebo made Dwayne's. And it was actually Devin Allman's, and he gave it to me at a show in Sarasota, Florida on 12-12-12.
Oh, cool.
So, which was really weird, and then, and I guess the story behind the one that Dwayne has was kind of the same. He, trying to remember Dwayne's, the story behind Dwayne's, but again, I think it was, Dickie or somebody else gave it to Dwayne, and he loved it so much, he kept it, and then Zeebo just kept having to make more for everybody.
Well, Devin was here 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he's got one too.
He's a little bit older.
Was that one Dwayne's?
No, that one's not Dwayne's. I think Galadriel has.
Really?
Her father's his actual one. But Devin's had that one for quite a while though.
He's great and he just he played one ABB tune.
Right, yeah. Well, he's been pushing the records and all that, so.
And he he told me he didn't pick up the guitar till he was 13.
Yeah.
Heard one of his father's songs on the radio and said, "Mom, who's that?" And she says, "That's your dad."
Oh, that's your dad. No, he's definitely got an interesting story too.
Oh yeah, he's a good guy. We had a lot of fun in here after the show.
Oh,
too much
cool.
fun.
I've had many long nights with Devin myself.
Yep. Oh yeah.
We have some fun, definitely.
We have to get you with the White Mountain Boogie and Blues, you guys, next year.
Oh, definitely.
My boss is working on it now, even as we speak. So I talked to your manager over here.
Cool.
And, we'd like to book Bruce's
Bring the train,
band in.
Absolutely.
Have you guys come up for 3 days.
And, that would be great.
We'll get you hotel rooms and everything.
We're
up in the White Mountains and stuff. So, now, you said your wife has a disc as well.
Yes. Yeah, she just released a record that I'm actually playing bass on the whole thing, but it's also one of Dangerous Dan Toler's last recordings he did on the record. Yeah. He came in and actually it was really surreal because, he was really deep in his sickness at that point. I mean, he couldn't talk, he couldn't really move much, but he could still play. And when we were doing the session, he demanded that pretty much how you and I are sitting now.
Right.
I had to sit right with him while we did the track on the record, so he could kind of, again, because he couldn't speak at this point. So he'd kind of look at me and then look at his neck and...
Yep.
And and I'd figure out what he was saying. Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And, it was really just wow. And the wonderful thing about him is he was just so happy. And even at where he was, he was just so happy and at peace. And just,
And what is the genre of the disc?
She's more of an Americana. It's kind of a rootsy. It's hard to explain. It's kind of a crossby. I mean, she's got a lot of different tunes on there, which is really nice, but it's definitely kind of a rootsy Americana.
All written by her? Are there any cover songs?
Yeah, no, it's all original stuff, which is nice.
We'll have to definitely play it.
Yeah.
And now, I was wondering if you can do a station ID for us.
Sure.
We're non-commercial, we're college radio.
Sure.
And let me pause this, and I'll hit it again.